So then we come to the Remagen Bridge. This was a railway bridge across the River Rhine in Germany. It connected the villages of Remagen and Erpel between two ridge lines of hills flanking the river. And this was a key bridge. The bridge was notable for its capture on March 7th and 8th of 1945 by American forces during the Second World War, which allowed the Allies to establish a bridgehead across the Rhine. The bridge capture was an important strategic event because it was the only remaining bridge over the Rhine River into Germany's heartland and was also strong enough that the Allies could cross immediately with tanks and trucks full of supplies. Tell us what you remember about that battle and the capture of the bridge at Remagen.
It was another armored outfit ahead of us was taking the bridge. Our assignment was to give them support. There's a town to the left side of the bridge. This town is where we went in. I was chasing somebody, and I lost them going into this town. And I got to, they had taken telephone poles and dropped a bunch in the ground. Any mobile equipment we had, we couldn't get past them. And this is where I had to stop. And I lost this guy that I was chasing.
You were chasing a German?
Yeah. I was on foot. And when he went in this house, I couldn't see where he went because I could see all these logs that they had put in the ground. So to look over that, I got myself on top of the roof, a little patio they had over the door. It was probably 8-10 foot high. And while I was up there looking for him, the artillery round come in near me. The concussion picked me up and planted me down. And when I come down, my leg buckled. I thought I broke it because I couldn't move. I looked at it. Nothing came out to the skin, but my leg was distorted. And I reached down. I guess I must have pushed it back in joint. But my God, all of a sudden it swelled up and it started turning black immediately. But I couldn't move. I couldn't go any farther. And there was nobody with me, nobody around me. I was not with another soldier. Finally, they found me. We're afraid the Germans are going to counterattack. So what are we going to do? Well, I ain't going to carry you around. About 100 yards down, there was an American tank that had been hit. It was out of service. It was right near an area coming off of the river. He said, we'll put you in that tank. And they carried me and put me in it. I was there in case the Germans counterattacked. I was to be the guy that saved their life because I could see the Germans first. Thank God they never showed up. They had to pick me up to take me down there, and I felt like a kid.
How long were you in that tank?
Overnight, probably 10 hours.
Were you in terrific pain?
Oh, I was scared to death. Because I couldn't move, in case somebody came, I couldn't change position or relocate myself or nothing. All I had was the capability of the turret being able to move the gun. And I had plenty of ammunition. I was scared.
He asked if you were in a lot of pain.
Yes.
I got that. That pain stayed with me quite a while.
You were in all that pain and your leg was injured, but you were still capable of firing that weapon on that tank.
Right. Right.
Even though you were in that condition.
Right.
That's why we want the Purple Heart.
She's well, showing.
When I came down, they took me to the medic. And the doctor says, hey, I can't handle that. He says, they flew me to 82nd Airborne, which is a paratroop outfit, which is a lot of leg problems. It took quite a while to get there. Went by Jeep.
How many days went by from the time you were injured to the time you finally got medical attention? How many days would that have been?
Oh, probably three. But it turned black. But as I say, the bone didn't come out. What I saw, I pushed back in and I like died. It hurt, but I got back in place. They took me to this hospital in France. I just picture of it. The doctor looked at it and he said, by God, you're lucky. He said, it just dislocated. It isn't broke. But it took a long time.
Did you ever wonder whether you were going to be able to save that leg?
My problems now I've got with legs are not associated to the injury. I've been ripped open up both legs, clear to the groin, and here, down to here, on my artery.
Why?
Cholesterol.
Certainly through all this, you must have thought, my luck has run out.
No, I'm lucky. I'm still lucky.
So even though you were in that tank,
yeah,
waiting for medical attention.
There's a story here. These are airborne paratroopers. Now, during the days in the hospital, they're hobbling along, barely making it. Oh, Night comes, the windows go up, down the side of the building they go with a 5-gallon can, and they come back 20 minutes later loaded with beer. Then this is a place to be. I hope I'm able to stay here a while. But
and where was that hospital?
It was either 82nd Airborne or 101st. I don't know which one it was. It was in, Belgium.
Okay. How long were you there in the hospital?
About 5 weeks.
Patricia, through all of this, you wouldn't have heard about it for quite some time.
I got a telegram. I got a job at a gas station because women worked everywhere at that time. They delivered the telegram to a Texaco gas station where they knew I worked. It did not say what kind of an injury my husband had. It said 395-90586, his serial number, was wounded, and details later. 10 days, I did not know whether he lost an arm, a leg, a head injury, or anything. And thank God it was very minor to what it could have been.
Somewhat minor, yes. But through those 10 days, you had no idea. That had to have been a long 10 days for
you. Well, it was a long 2.5 years.
You notice in my medals, I don't have a Purple Heart. Can I make that a Purple Heart? The doctor at the hospital says, son, there's nothing I could do. If that would have broke the skin, he said, we would have had a chance.
What would have to happen before you could receive a Purple Heart?
I guess go through my skin. That bone, if it had come out through the skin and showed itself, he said to me honestly, at the hospital, he says, if all my experience, and I've had a lot of experience with bones, he says, I don't think I can sell them on a Purple Heart. Mm-hmm. And he was right. I've been fighting that all these years. They're still trying to get it.
Patricia, how did you find out then? 10 days later, did another telegram come?
No, he started writing to me in the hospital. We wrote every day.
Okay.
He sent many, many pictures that was taken of Harry when he was wounded at the hospital, and he had written on the back the date and where it was at. I thought it was Epernay, France. But that proved with these pictures that he was really wounded.
Where is Harry on this?
This is Harry.
And that guy on the Indian? Yeah. We were in basic together, and we ended up in the war together. He was from an Indian reservation in Washington, and they worked trees. He spent all his life up there. After the war, he went back to the reservation. He was working on trees. His first job, he was topping a tree, and it slipped, broke his back.
Oh, my. So did I ask you then, how long were you in the hospital?
5 weeks.
Five weeks.
And then what happened to you? Where did you go then?
Back to my outfit. It was a mess.
He already had enough points to come home.
They're starting to send people home, but I couldn't go home because I didn't have no paperwork. This hospital that I was in had my paperwork. They went back to the United States, and they went back with my paperwork. All these guys are going home, and they transfer me from one outfit to another just to keep me, I guess. And progressively, I did an awful lot of guard duty.